So let me tell you few basic things. One, meditation is not concentration but relaxation. One simply relaxes. One simply relaxes into oneself. The more you relax, the more you feel yourself open, vulnerable. The more you relax, the more you are less rigid. You become more flexible. And suddenly existence starts penetrating you. You are no more like a rock. You have openings. Relaxation means falling into such a state, allowing yourself to fall into such a state where you are not doing anything. Because if you are doing something, tension will continue. It is a state of non-doing. You simply relax and you enjoy the feeling of relaxation. If you relax into yourself, just close your eyes, listen to all that is happening all around. No need to feel it as distraction. The moment you feel it as a distraction, you are denying God. This moment God has come to you as a bird. Don't deny. He has knocked you. As a bird. The next moment he has come as a dog and barking, or as a child crying and weeping, or as a madman laughing. Don't deny, don't reject, accept. Because if you deny, you will become tense. All denials create tension. Accept. If you want to relax, acceptance is the way. Accept whatsoever is happening all around. Let it become an organic whole. It is. You may know, you may not know. Everything is interrelated. These words, these trees, this sky, this sun, this earth, you, me, all are related. It is an organic unity. If the sun disappears, the trees will disappear. If the trees disappear, the birds will disappear. If the birds and trees disappear, you cannot be here. You will disappear. It is an ecology. Everything is related deep with each other. So don't deny anything. Because the moment you deny, you are denying something in you. If you deny these singing birds, then something in you is denied. In fact, all expectations are unreasonable. But when one expects something out of meditation, it is absolutely unreasonable. Because the very base of meditation, the very foundation of meditation is to understand that expectation has to be dropped. Otherwise, meditation never starts. It is expectation that keeps your mind continuously spinning thoughts. It is expectation that keeps you tense. It is expectation, when not fulfilled, makes you feel frustrated, miserable. Drop expectation and meditation will flower. But it can flower only when you are not expecting. You can go on expecting for many lives. You will not allow meditation to flower. That is not the way. I have heard Lanahan's hair kept falling, and he complained to his barber. "That stuff you gave me," he cried, "is terrible. You said 2 bottles of it would make me hair grow, but nothing has happened." "I don't understand," said the barber. "That is the best hair restorer made." "Well," said Lanahan, "I don't mind drinking another bottle, but it better work." Now, with expectation, doing meditation is like drinking a bottle of hair restorer. It is not going to work. The mind is your flowering. Don't force it in any way. I am against all force and against all violence, and particularly violence that is directed towards yourself. Just watch in deep prayer, love, reverence, and see what happens. Miracles happen on their own accord. There is no need to pull and push. You ask how to stop thinking? I say just watch. Be alert. And drop this idea of stopping. Otherwise it will stop the natural transformation of the mind. Drop this idea of stopping. Who are you to stop? At the most, enjoy. And nothing is wrong. Even if immoral thoughts, so-called immoral thoughts, pass through your mind, let them pass. Nothing is wrong. You remain detached. No harm is being done. It is just fiction. You are seeing an inner movie. Allow it its own way, and it will lead you by and by to the state of no mind. Watching ultimately culminates into no mind. No mind is not against mind. No mind is beyond mind. No mind does not come by killing and destroying the mind. No mind comes when you have understood the mind so totally that thinking is no more needed. Your understanding has replaced it.